free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, May 29th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we have a couple of big fights going on. One of them, open physical warfare, of course, in Minneapolis and many other states now. This is spreading to several different areas. I said at the very beginning that the comments by this mayor of Minneapolis and others were going to be used to start a race war. And now that appears to be what we've got. A lot of pent-up frustration of people who have been pent up, of people who have seen their lives destroyed, their jobs destroyed, people who are having, frankly, a difficulty getting food, even if you got the money, because we've interrupted the supply chain. And so on top of all this, rather than getting upset with the government would like you to get upset and fight each other, preferably over the color of your skin and racism. And so we have this idiotic Minneapolis mayor who basically, I believe, bears more responsibility for this than what happened with the police. We have police incidents all the time, and I went over this days ago. I said, here's a whole bunch of police incidents just one day. Some of the news on Free Thought Project, which takes a look at police brutality and the reactions or the non-reactions to it. And I said, here's a whole bunch of these things. Which ones of these have white victims in them? Which one of them has a black victim in it? Somebody who is not doing anything wrong, attacked, arrested, handcuffed, beaten severely, or killed in some cases by the police when they did nothing wrong. Had their own car that had been reported stolen, then recovered it, then did not report it recovered. Ultimately, the guy was beaten to death. Or a mother and son accused of stealing a TV set that they had just bought and had a receipt for, severely beaten and while handcuffed and so forth. Which one was white? Which one was black? Does it matter? Can we do something to reform the training as well as purge the bad actors out of these police departments? No, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to focus on which ones are white, which ones are black. We're going to pick one that happens to be particularly egregious and caught on videotape, and we're going to use that to set the country on fire. And so we'll talk about that. Before we get to that, we're going to talk about what's going on with free speech, because that's another fight that's happened here. And it's a fight that, quite frankly, is overdue, that should have been engaged a long time ago. And as I said yesterday, President Trump has a couple of things that he could have done. One of them is the Section 230. The other thing is to come after a government agency to say, this is not fair business practices. I thought he would do it with the FTC. He did it with the FCC. Now, that creates a concern for me that I haven't seen anybody else mention. The fact that the FCC, which was created, the Federal Communications Commission, was created to allocate frequency spectrum in the early days of radio, because you have a limited amount of frequency spectrum and it needed to be allocated by lottery and so forth. And yet I think it belongs really more in the range of the FTC. They've been given immunity because they said we're going to be an impartial public square. And then they were not. And then they engaged in unfair business practices. And then they claim immunity when they do that. And so something needed to be done about this for years. So finally, President Trump is doing it when it affects him. The problem is that he makes it, and this is undermines his argument, he makes it appear that this is because of a personal affront. And, of course, that is what triggered it. And then he adds to that by making it appear that this is a kind of bill of attainder. So we'll talk about that, as well as a quick update on where we are with America held hostage. We're now day 74. Can you believe it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biodrew Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Friday, May 29th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 74. 74 days of America held hostage. And again, masks over our face, masks over our eyes, and a big part of why we have masks over our eyes is because of the control of all media, including social media, by a few large players. And so we're going to take a look at the issues of censorship today as well, and also at the rioters. This Minneapolis mayor, who has tried to trigger this into a race war, rather than doing reforms of the police department, rather than changing the way they train, because they've had a lot of problems. I mean, Philando Castile, the Australian woman who was shot because they called and said, well, we've heard shots, and so the guy... cops show up and kill her. So they've had a lot of problems. Those are just two of the big ones that have happened. Now, this is the third high-profile situation that they've had in Minneapolis. Maybe they ought to go back and rethink their police department and the retraining, and maybe he should take some responsibility for that instead of telling people, if you're within 5 hours, come here and protest. Except they didn't. They're now setting the place on fire, and it has now spread to other areas. Van Johnson said, I've not seen black people this upset for 20 years, you know, going back to the Rodney King stuff or whatever. And the Minneapolis mayor, however, and this guy, quite frankly, it comes across to me as a self-loathing white liberal, very much like Beto O'Rourke. He said he linked this to a slavery. No, you're avoiding the real issue. The real issue is police training and police accountability. They have to be trained. They have to be held to a higher standard than the general public because they are necessarily given the ability to use force. But he said this is built up anger and sadness. It's not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but because of 400 years. No, it's more like I think there's a lot that is included in America being locked up and locked down. The misery on both sides, and they would like to exploit that and get us fighting each other rather than angry and reforming the government in any way, shape, or form. And so he, as a self-loathing liberal, trying to start a race war. Listen to this. He asked the rioters to please practice social distancing and wear masks. Well, I think they probably are wearing masks as they loot the stores. Looting is not a protest, by the way. That is not a protest. We're going to have more to say about that. As the police, in my opinion, from what I've seen, we've got some people who are pushing back on that there in Minneapolis. We'll see about it, but it looks like the police killed a man on video and then fell back and let the country be, the city be burned. That's what it looks like. That's your government, right? After they have basically killed your jobs over nothing, now they're falling back. So these people are, there you see people going through the targets. You see the militarized police force. This is America at its very worst. It is what they've been preparing to do to us for quite some time. 41 million people have lost their jobs since this lockdown. that has been imposed out of Washington. Now, AP says, because of the virus, right? No, it's because of the lockdown that was put in by the Democrats and the Republicans and Republican governors like, Greg Abbott, who still has us locked down. And oh, by the way, I hope I have time to get to it. We got a couple of different guests today, but, there is a very egregious tracing and tracking contract that has been signed by Governor Abbott, that people on both sides are looking at this and shaking their heads saying, what in the world is going on here? Nearly $300 million to a company that's got a teeny tiny little office and not much of a history. Do you really want to be tracked by these people? But it hints not only of violations of our civil liberties and freedom by a Texas Republican governor, but also of massive corruption and cronyism. So we'll talk about that. Hopefully we'll have time for that today. If not, we'll do it on Monday. 41 million people have lost their jobs since the virus hit us. Yeah, the virus of out-of-control government. It is so bad that Walmart is now selling used clothes as unemployment nears Great Depression levels. It hasn't neared Great Depression. I have to correct this Zero Hedge headline. It hasn't neared Great Depression levels. We passed the worst of the Great Depression levels weeks ago. There was only 1 year that it got up to 24.5% unemployment, and we passed that point a while back, especially when you account, I mean, we passed that point even by the weekend before the lockdown, shutting down all restaurants everywhere across the country because Fauci said so, and President Trump let him. And gave him the platform, the bully pulpit. Even as that weekend, they gave him the Imperial College BS report. Models. We got models. Millions of people going to die. Well, two smart people told me we got to shut down everything. So I did it, and I saved lives. No regrets, he said to Cheryl Atkinson. So that Friday, when they gave him the report, the following Monday, they started shutting things down. It was the following Tuesday, March the 17th, that they shut things down here in Austin. But over the weekend, and that particular week, on the weekend, they released a report saying they'd done a large study that asked people how many people had lost their jobs. At that point, it was 18%. And you got to understand, the way they count unemployment figures, just like they overstate COVID deaths, they radically understate unemployment figures. And so then they shut down the restaurants after it was already 18%. We got over 41 million people. But as they're coming out with these tens of millions of people who have lost their jobs, they'll come in and say, well, you know, the first time they did it, for the first monthly report, they said, well, the state that had the highest unemployment figures was Pennsylvania. They had 300,000 people out of work. There were 1 million people out of work that had already applied in California. That wasn't even counted by the federal government. And most of these things were not counted because, as people said, you couldn't even get on the sites. Because Trump and the governors, Republican and Democrat, shut down everybody's job. So much so they couldn't even register it. So now we are not nearing Great Depression levels. Again, the Great Depression, unemployment levels were between about 17 and 21% for most of the Great Depression. There was only 1 year that went above about 21%, and that was at 24.5%. You don't think we're there yet? So Walmart is now selling used clothes. No wonder people are looting. Doesn't justify that. But again, pent up anger and, using this as an excuse to just go on a rampage and take whatever you want. We see pay cuts now for people who are employed. So is that going to delay a rapid recovery, as Bloomberg is saying? They said, well, we're very pessimistic that things are going to return to normal because even the people who have jobs are getting pay cuts now. And the people who don't have jobs, many of them are making more than they made when they had jobs. And so you have a lot of business owners saying, hey, I don't blame them for not coming back to work because they can make more staying home. And then you got the shoppers who are afraid to go out. Why? Because of the psyop done on them by the White House, Fauci and Burks and Trump. Meanwhile, with 41 million people unemployed and Great Depression peak unemployment from the Great Depression numbers, where's the Republican Party? We got 9 Republican senators lobbying President Trump to import more foreign workers. Now, these are not just people picking fruit. These are also the kind of people who are running Twitter. You know, the foreign engineers from India and so forth who don't like America. They don't like rednecks. They don't like these people who talk about God, guns, and the Bible, right? And the people who are pushing to bring in more people. Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn here in Texas, Mike Crapo, appropriately named, James Risk, Mike Rounds, Todd Young, Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, James Lankford, all Republicans pushing to bring in more H-2B foreign non-agricultural workers in the United States as we have Great Depression-level unemployment. And as they refuse to open up, these Republican governors as well as the Democrats. We'll be right back.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, ever growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right, let's talk about President Trump's executive order for Twitter that came out yesterday afternoon. As I tweeted out yesterday, I said, this is very good. This is what I said yesterday. I thought he could and should do. And that is to question the 230 liability protection and at the same time take a look at deceptive business practices, shadow banning, purging without reason or explanation, which has happened to me, happened to everybody here at InfoWars and InfoWars in general. And I said, better years late than never. And I really do agree with that. And I don't really care what his reasons are for doing it. I mean, if he's doing this simply because of a personal grudge, if he's doing the right thing, I support that, even if it's for the wrong reasons. The problem is that if you look at the way the executive order is written, there's much in it that is good and spot on. The vast majority of it, I would agree with. But you understand that by making it personal, and I think he does make it personal, this is going to undermine his argument in court, because, of course, it will be challenged in court. And if they say this is simply because he was personally offended by a particular action at Twitter and so forth, that's going to undermine all of this. So we're going to take a look at what the arguments are for and against. And, of course, you have a lot of people. Like I pointed out yesterday, you have Judge Napolitano. I will defend to the death Twitter's right to say whatever they want. Well, that's not really what this is about, Judge. This is about Twitter taking away your right to say what you want. This is about purging of the free press as well as the free speech of the people. See, those are two different things. Maybe Judge Napolitano doesn't understand the difference between free speech and free press. Free speech is what each and every citizen has a right to engage in. The free press is the press saying whatever they feel like. And people are free to support that or not to support that. Now, Twitter and the rest of the social media companies were given immunity because they were not like the press. See, if we say things that are demonstrably untrue and harmful, and if we engage in deceptive business practices, just like everybody else, we can be sued. But they have legal protection. And so let me give you an example of this in the financial area. When we had the Great Depression, because there was a lot of speculation, kind of like today, and actions being taken by the Federal Reserve, kind of like today. Well, in the aftermath of that, they proposed that so that people would not, they wanted to make sure they stopped runs on banks. And so what they did was they said, we're going to insure deposits. We will federally insure deposits. So you had the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, created. So we will back up bank deposits with federal insurance. And that will cover them up to a level. I think it's probably still $100,000, at the FDIC. So you're going to have your $100,000, you know, beyond that, whatever that limit is. I think it's 100K still. You are at risk for losing it if the bank fails, but the federal government was going to backstop that. And then along with that, they passed the Glass-Steagall Act because they said the reason the banks failed and because people couldn't get their money out was because the banks were engaging in speculative investments and margin calls and so forth. And so they divested, said, if you're going to be insured, you're not going to be able to engage in this investment stuff, right? And then they put some other regulations in there for people who were in the investment side as to what they could do in terms of margin calls and so forth. But basically saying, if we're going to insure you, you can't be involved in investment speculation. And so what we're talking about here with the 230 is essentially the same thing. Oh, and by the way, you know, when they removed the Glass-Steagall protection, under Clinton, and when Clinton allowed the banks to consolidate, we were off to the races and on our way to another big economic failure, which we're still going through, quite frankly. What began in 2007 and what triggered in 2008, the foundation for that was laid when we got rid of the restrictions on speculation and allowed them to start creating these securitized investments and so forth. And also, when the Clinton administration stepped aside and allowed them to create banks that were too big to fail, So we wound up with a half dozen large banks, no restrictions on what they could do. And lo and behold, within about 10 years, it all blew up in our faces, and we're still not over that. They papered over it for a short period of time, but it's going to be coming back with a vengeance on us, and it's going to be coming, chickens are going to be coming home to roost very, very quickly. So when we look at this, the analogy is that to say that you have these social media companies, they have liability protection, but they're not going to be operating as media companies, right? And they're not going to be content creators and so forth. So you give them liability protection because they were going to be setting up a digital public square. And Jack Dorsey at Twitter has said that even after they purged InfoWars, Jack Dorsey said 8 times in congressional testimony, 8 times, that they were a digital public square. Well, how does that work? Well, we've had numerous court cases, and they reference a couple of them, about what people are allowed to do in the physical public square. I'll give you an example out of the UK, a famous example. And again, I haven't been to the UK for 20 years. So I imagine that Speaker's Corner at Hyde Park probably doesn't support free speech anymore. Because last time I was there, things were getting pretty dicey with the Muslims. They did not want to tolerate free speech. They're not very tolerant of that. That's not one of their values, frankly. But when I'd been there before on multiple occasions, going back first time back into the early 1970s and then again in the 80s with my wife, I always enjoyed going to Speaker Corner. And that's, I guess, where you get the phrase, somebody's going to get on their soapbox. You could go to this area on a Sunday morning, and people would set out a little crate, and they would stand on it, and they could talk about whatever they wanted to talk about. And the police were there simply to stop somebody from physically attacking the person who was speaking. But they would get involved in very heated arguments, because most of the time people go to Speaker's Corner and they don't want to talk about religion or politics. And those subjects always get people upset. So when you did that, but you got very good debate going back and forth. And it was, I always enjoyed that. It was very enjoyable. Debate and free speech is a wonderful thing. But last time we were there, if you had a Christian speaker standing up and talking, you would get a mob of Muslims gathered around them. And they would not allow the guy to speak. And they would get to the point where they were about to start violence to the extent that I took my kids. We had our kids with us last time we were there 20 years ago. And I said, all right, let's go. You know, because you saw these cops showing up and they're all like talking. This is getting pretty hot. But see, that's what's not allowed in the digital public square. They just shut that down like a mob of Muslims. That's what Twitter and these people have been doing. And we should allow people to say whatever they want and protect that speech. And that's why they had Section 230 liability. That's why they should have that removed. And it's why these deceptive business practices should not get legal immunity. But we'll talk about the order itself when we come back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, The globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to analyze President Trump's executive order. We're talking about free speech on social media. What does it propose? Will it work? What are the arguments against it? And let me begin by saying, before I get into the executive order itself, that President Trump's strongest power in all of this is not being used. His strongest power is his celebrity status. And we've said for a long time that what President Trump could do is simply go to another platform. You know, he could go to any number of some of these platforms that have been operated, opened up to support free speech, real free speech, and not censor. And he could pick any number of those and leave Twitter. And if he got some other big name conservatives to come along with him, do you think that if President Trump went to, let's say, Gab, for example, if he moved to Gab, and he got Alex Jones there, and he got, some other big names that are out there, James Woods and so forth, and they all moved over, said, we're all going to this new place. Meet us over there. That would really put Twitter out of business. And, of course, there wouldn't be anything that conservatives could say about that, or faux libertarians, because I think these arguments, as I said yesterday, from people like Judge Napolitano, I will defend to death Twitter's right to censor people and to take away your fundamental God-given rights that the government is supposed to protect. Where was Judge Knapp, or where was Mike Lee these people are saying, well, you know, we shouldn't do anything to these social media people. Where were they when government took away our livelihoods, when they took away our life's work, where they took away our jobs, where they locked us up and still have us locked up now, 74 days? Where are these people? Oh, but they're Johnny on the spot when it's a big corporation that might get pinged by this, right? So Mike Lee says, you aren't going to like it if a Democrat gets the power to regulate social media. Hey, newsflash, Mike, if you haven't noticed, Senator Lee, they've already got the power to do that. That's one of the reasons why we're locked down like we are, because they silence anything that disagrees with that. Just like we saw Mark Zuckerberg trying to suck up to Trump. Now, he just censored posts that were put out by the president of Brazil when he was talking about hydroxychloroquine. See, we're not allowed to talk about that. Oh, no, no, not allowed. He decides what you're going to be allowed to talk about. And we'll play that clip for you coming up here. But the argument that what Twitter needs, Twitter needs Trump more than Trump needs Twitter, put forward on RT by Jason O'Toole, which I've said many times. He said, the way he wants, if he wants to hurt him, go to another platform. Because he is the biggest box office draw for Twitter and has been since he was a candidate. The Donald even has a Wikipedia page dedicated to his Twitter obsession. Why? Well, because he's unscripted, he's unpredictable, it's exciting to see the stuff out there. He doesn't have any self-censorship, which would be good if he had some, I think, because as Sean Spicer said, most politicians would ask you to draft a tweet or to draft a statement or a message and then say, what do you think of this? Let's talk about it. But he just did it. And it was a different dynamic than I was ever used to. He told me he gets up, he tweets, and people are used to that becoming a part of the dialogue. I like the transparency, frankly. I don't like some of the nasty, personal, vindictive things that he's done. But that's the transparency. You either like it or you don't like it. I don't happen to like some of the stuff that I think is counterproductive that he has done. But I like to know what a president is thinking, good or bad. Trump likes to portray himself as a brilliant entrepreneur, writes Jason O'Toole. So what if he went one step further and created his own social media platform instead of going to an existing one? Any of those are possible. Again, Trump is not using his real power. His followers, I think, even underestimate his real power. When he uses, as what Teddy Roosevelt said was the bully pulpit of the presidency, to push things like red flag gun laws. Hey, just got to take the guns and do the due process later. Or when he uses the arguments from Fauci and Birx and gives them the bully pulpit and lets them put out recommendations and guidelines, then all these governors, from Republican to Democrat, you're going to get varying levels of implementation of those recommendations and guidelines. And the people who have fully implemented those recommendations and guidelines, we call tyrants. Because those recommendations and guidelines are recommendations and guidelines for tyranny, for destroying the Constitution, for destroying our lives. And he is standing by that. And so he doesn't really understand, I think many of his supporters don't understand the power that he has and that he has misused when we look at this shutdown here. But he could eviscerate Twitter if that was his purpose just by going somewhere else. Or he could create another place. But here's what President Trump had to say. Let's play video clip number 6 as he introduces the executive order, then we'll take a look at it. Video clip 6.
Therefore, today I'm signing an executive order to protect and uphold the free speech and rights of the American people. Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they are not. Not an editor with a viewpoint. My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal. They have a shield. They can do what they want. They have a shield. They're not going to have that shield. My executive order further instructs the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to prohibit social media companies from engaging in any deceptive acts or practices affecting commerce. This authority resides in Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act.
All right, let's talk about, give it a little bit of context, and both what happened in a D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals decision handed out yesterday, as well as what presidential candidate Biden, President Trump's opponent, said in January in an interview with the New York Times. Biden said that Section 230, quote, should be revoked, immediately should be revoked. Why? He said because Facebook is, quote, propagating falsehoods that they know to be false, and we should be setting standards not unlike the Europeans are doing relative to privacy, unquote. And again, he is the one who is talking about controlling speech. That statement there, quite frankly, that Biden made, because Biden doesn't support individual liberty. He doesn't support the idea of any rights. Everything to Biden is a government-granted privilege. As I've said before, the issue that he had with Clarence Thomas in the hearings was really, it wasn't the Anita Hill stuff, and the left is still angry about him for that, even though they were total hypocrites a couple of years later when you had the allegations of rape by multiple women by Bill Clinton. All those people like Anita Hill, they sided with Bill Clinton. Nevertheless, Joe Biden's issue with Clarence Thomas was that he supported the idea of natural rights, which is the foundation of our country as described in the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. That we have inalienable rights that we possess as human beings. Those are natural rights. Those are God-given rights. That the duty of government is to protect those rights. That's the basis of American government. And oh, by the way, it's also when they become destructive of those rights, then it's our right and duty to alter or abolish that government. But that's the basis of America, which Biden doesn't like. And so he says, we should be setting the standards like the Europeans do. No, no, no. You don't set standards for speech. What you do is you say, you're going to be able to have immunity here. We're not going to come after you and people aren't going to sue you, but you're going to be, you're not going to control the speech. You're going to just be a digital public square. So we'll talk about what's in the executive order and the court decisions behind that. But, there was another court decision, that happened on Wednesday. DC Circuit Court of Appeals handed Twitter and other tech giants an early win on this issue, finding that in the absence of state action, there is no First Amendment violation. Now, they were wrong, and I'll tell you why when we come back. The court also did not find a Sherman Antitrust Act violation, even though the plaintiffs alleged big tech was conspiring to advance their agendas in restraint of commerce, and that's precisely what they're doing. And that's why I think it should have been the FTC and not the FCC that should have been involved. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look in detail at this executive order, and we're also going to take a look at some of the Supreme Court cases that were referenced in it to get a context of where President Trump is right. And then we're going to talk about how the way this executive order was written, I think, is unfortunately going to undermine it in the inevitable court challenges. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have our Memorial Day Super Sale extended. It's the biggest sale that we've had this year, up to 70% off store-wide, 40, 50, 60, 70% off many items. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, a very attractive, small, silent, automatically you can see this little wave that's on it. It's blue when the air is clean. When something happens, like you have something that you're cooking that generates a lot of smoke, it'll sense that. It'll turn red, and then as it starts to clear it up, you'll see it go purple, and but it'll speed up, and it'll sense what is there and do what needs to be done. Love that device. We have that all over the office here, as well as one that I own at home. My family does. That is now $100 off, the Alexa Pure Breeze. But we have many other products. We have the 8-Pack Power Stack, 70% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. We also have some of our most popular products that were out of stock but are now back in stock. Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, both of those were out of stock. They're now back in stock and 50% off. We have Chill Force, 60% off. Knockout, 50% off. If you need to chill out, relax, or even go to sleep, those are excellent natural products. If you need to be able to focus and concentrate, Brain Force, 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a great specials right now. And again, we're not sure when we run out of some of these products, and we have run out of some of these products during this sale. We're not sure with the way things are with the supply lines when we are going to get them back. But we have heavily discounted them, 50, 60, 70% off. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at the actual order. First of all, he has in the first section, he lays out the principles. He calls it the policy, but actually they're essentially principles of why we should have free speech. The fact that we have a First Amendment to the Constitution. Nice to see that in an executive order. The freedom to express and to debate ideas. We cannot allow a limited number of online platforms to handpick the speech that Americans may access and convey on the Internet. And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about the rights of you, each and every one of you, including me. I mean, that's free speech is about all Americans, and that's being shut down by by a few very large corporations who are masquerading as if they are a digital public square. We're going to talk about what the courts have to say about digital public squares here. And he goes on to say in this executive order, these platforms function in many ways as a 21st century equivalent of the public square. So far, so good. This is absolutely right. Then he starts to talk about the biggest ones and by name. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube wield immense, if not unprecedented, power to shape the interpretation of public events, to censor, delete, or disappear information, and to control what people do and do not see. Online platforms are engaging in selective censorship that is harming our national discourse. Flagging content as inappropriate, even though it doesn't violate any stated terms of service. That's right. Making unannounced, unexplained changes to company policy that have the effect of disfavoring certain viewpoints. And deleting content and entire accounts with no warnings, no rationale, no recourse. And I would add no explanation. Yours truly. Been in the center of this for 2 years. A complaint has been received, said YouTube, as they shut down an account that I'd had for 3 years. Never had a complaint from them. Never had anything. And of course, many people have had this as well. And never got any explanation from them, even though they sent me 8,000 text messages about every 8 to 11 minutes. It was kind of interesting because it wasn't an exact regularly scheduled thing you would expect if it's a robot, but I don't know. Maybe the time difference was the way the mail server was handling it, but it was they did that for several months, but they would never reply to me. A complaint? Are you supposed to get 3 strikes and you're out, right? According to their rules, their rules don't apply because they are the rulers. So, online platforms, says the executive order, are invoking inconsistent, irrational, and groundless justifications to censor or otherwise restrict Americans' speech here and at home. They're profiting from and promoting the aggression and disinformation spread by foreign governments like China. So that's another aspect of it. And then section 2, what is he going to do to protect us against this, right? So that's laying it out. Okay, the fact that they're engaging in unfair business practices, they're inconsistent, they don't follow their rules, they are controlling and shutting down your speech. They're trying to control what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to hear. See no evil, speak no evil, see no evil, right? So how do we stop this? Well, this is what they propose. Protections against online censorship. Prominent among the ground rules governing the debate is the immunity from liability created by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Its text and purpose is to provide protection for those who purport to provide users a forum for free and open speech. But in reality, they use their power over a vital means of communication to engage in deceptive or pretextual actions, stifling free and open debate by censoring certain viewpoints. Section 230 was designed to address early court decisions holding that if an online platform restricted access to some content posted by others, it would thereby become a publisher. Section 230 makes it clear the provision provides limited liability protection to a provider of interactive computer service if they engage in good Samaritan blocking of harmful content in order to protect minors from harmful content and so forth. And then he goes on to say, the subparagraph C2 expressly addresses protection from civil liability. In other words, if they destroy your business, and let me get away from my own personal experiences here in InfoWars to talk about the triple amputee veteran, and I apologize, I forgot his name, but he's been involved in funding a private wall down at the border. Brian Colfage, thank you. Good. Thank you, Matt. And he was involved also in funding a private wall at the border because somehow President Trump couldn't figure out how to do it. And he's a lot of other things that he was doing. And he was encouraged by Facebook to advertise, to build his organization. And he spent $300,000 in advertising at Facebook, and they just suspended him without any explanation. Just completely eradicated his account. Now see, that is criminal. And he should be allowed to sue them. Now it is, again, when you try to sue a big organization like that, some of the biggest corporations that have ever existed, This is truly a David and Goliath situation because they've got lawyers who can tie you up indefinitely on procedural details to make sure that you're going to run out of money before they do. And that's one of the reasons why the federal government needs to get in with, involved with the Justice Department and to do things like repealing this 230 immunity protection, but also the other things that are listed in here. Instead, they engage in deceptive and pretextual actions, often contrary to their stated terms of service, to stifle viewpoints with which they disagree. And so this is what he is saying, the policies that he wants to have happen. He says, within 60 days of the date of this order, the Secretary of Commerce, along with the Attorney General and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration and the FCC, request that they propose regulations to clarify, number one, the circumstances under which a provider of an interactive computer service that restricts access to content in a manner not specifically protected by the subparagraph may also be able to claim protection. So in other words, let's define how we're going to say that you have gone beyond the protections that are there in Section 230. And again, as I said before, this is the same type of thing that was originally done when they gave insurance to the banks. They said, all right, you're not going to be able to get involved in speculative investment stuff. So they're giving them liability protections and saying you're now going to operate as a digital public square, which Jack Dorsey has said 8 times after he deplatformed Alex Jones and InfoWars. He said 8 times we are the digital public square. Previously, he said we're going to be the free speech wing of the free speech party. And then he came back and he said, nah, we don't mean that anymore. Well, I didn't see the update on that. And if they're not going to be a digital public square, then they really need to update that. So in accordance with that, as he calls on these different organizations to do that, he says they're going to look at whether these actions can be taken in good faith, if they are deceptive, if they are pretextual, if they are inconsistent with the terms of service, if they are taken after failing to provide adequate notice, reasoned explanation, or meaningful opportunity to be heard. All of this are things that they have been guilty of. We'll talk more about this and the Supreme Court decision. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. We have news breaks with this. So I'm going to give you a little bit of news as to what's happening with this Twitter executive order, and then I'm going to resume with the analysis of what's in it and the court cases referenced within it in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, this next hour, we're going to have Eric Peters joining us. We're going to talk about all things freedom and movement, freedom of movement. But as we look at what is happening and what triggered all of this, of course, it was Twitter's actions labeling one of President Trump's fact-checking, something that he had to say about the risks involved in making the entire election by mail. And President Trump was exactly right, and we've got a lot of evidence to support what he had to say. But it's not even really about that. It's really about who gets to decide what is said in the public square. That is the essence of what this argument is about. Unfortunately, and I think this is the weakest point of the executive order, is that it appears to be put together as part of a grudge instead of supporting the larger principles that have been violated for nearly 2 years now, at the very least. And I'm just thinking back to the massive purging by the technocratic elite in Silicon Valley of InfoWars and all things involved with that here. But, of course, there was shadow banning that was going on before that, very well documented. Going back to January of 2018, it was in August of 2018 that everybody in tech media purged InfoWars within about a 12-hour period. Interestingly enough, I'm still on Twitter. I think I'm the only one who's still on Twitter. But I'm severely shadow banned. And we'll go back and review what these Twitter employees were talking about, shadow banning. And we'll have that clip, that flashback to Project Veritas beginning of January of 2018. You know, it was kind of interesting as things were shutting down and, you know, they say, well, we've got algorithms for that and so forth. I think it's being done by hand because I've noticed that my followers would go up. And my exposure would go up on a couple of days, and then it would be completely slammed, and I would lose literally 2 or 3 days in a row. I'd lose hundreds, several hundred each day. And there's an app where you can follow that. And when things kind of shut down with COVID-19, all of a sudden, I had some viral tweets that went out, got thousands of retweets. I picked up 3,000 or 4,000 new followers and so forth. It's like, oh, well, okay, somebody is either sick or they're trying to figure out how they're going to work from home or something. My personal minder, not my guardian angel, but kind of my guardian demon from Twitter, took the time off. So I think it's being done, curated by hand. They love to tell you that they're so sophisticated. They got artificial intelligence and everything. These are artificial people. they've got algorithmic stuff, but they've also got personal minders as well. But anyway, Twitter escalated this fight today. As President Trump was commenting on what was going on in the riots, and we're going to talk about the riots coming up, he said, I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, gets his act together and bring the city under the control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. Now, Twitter went further than they did with the pushback. With the pushback on the election stuff, they said, oh, no, we're going to fact-check President Trump, and here are some articles in the Washington Post and CNN that disprove what he had to say, and they didn't. But with this one, what they did was they hid the original tweet under a warning label. So you see, there's something from President Trump, and all you see is a warning label. It says, this tweet violated Twitter rules about glorifying violence. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. You want to learn more? You click on that, and then it uncovers what President Trump had to say, but it's hidden initially. And then they patted themselves on the back by saying, well, we think it's relevant matters of public importance, but he's trying to push violent acts, and so we had to hide that. I think they did that deliberately, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, It's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock 50% off. Real Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas, we're really close to selling out Real Red Pill Plus. It's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com. And we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying, We may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about President Trump's executive order, precipitated by a Twitter spat. And, of course, everybody knows that. And, unfortunately, I think the president has the weakest thing about this executive order is the fact that there is this personal undertone there. And that's where they're going to challenge it. That's its Achilles heel. And I think the action that Twitter took that I just reported at the top of the hour, basically, as President Trump said, I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis, total lack of leadership. Weak, radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, he should get his act together, get the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. And they hid that tweet. They said it glorified violence and violated Twitter rules to glorify violence, and you have to click on that warning label to even see the tweet. Now, this is beyond what they did when they fact-checked him. And again, I think they're poking the bear, and I think they're continuing to poke. They poked the bear the other day, and when the bear took a swipe at him, I think they realized that the weakness in this executive order is the personalization that sounds somewhat like a bill of retainer. And I think they will challenge it on that basis. And I think they're going to continue to poke him personally, to provoke him into more personal attacks, because that is their only defense. Where they are wrong, where all these social media companies are wrong, is that they have repeatedly said, to get this all started, they put out the idea that they were the digital public square. They were given immunity for that. They told everybody they were going to be the free speech wing of the free speech party and so forth. Now they said, no, we decided we don't want to do that anymore. We're going to keep our immunity, but we're going to control your speech, and we're going to censor it. We're going to make sure you don't see, hear, or say anything that we think is evil, and we're going to push our agenda on you, and we're going to do so and keep our immunity. And then we're going to engage in deceptive business practices like restraint of commerce and torturous interference and deceptive business practices. And that's why I think the FTC instead of the FCC ought to be involved. But, of course, the FCC has pushed its way forward because the FCC has for quite some time been trying to make itself the point of control over the internet. That's another problem with this executive order. The FTC, the FCC should not be involved in controlling the internet in any way, shape, or form. They've been pushing for that. They pushed for it under Obama. They've been pushing for it under President Trump. They were created to allocate radio frequency spectrums, and they ought to just leave it at that. And, you know, to regulate broadcasting stuff. But they want a bigger little empire. And so they would love to control the internet. And they should not be allowed to do so. This is a trade, deceptive trade practices, restraint of commerce and so forth. And it is the destruction of the public's speech in the digital public square. Keep it to that. Don't make it personal. Don't try to take over the internet. But let's talk about the other principles that are in here. Okay, so President Trump has laid out the policies and principles of free speech, the digital public square. So far, so good with that. Talking about how within 60 days he wants these various agencies to come together, take a look at what is in the Section 230, how that comports with what they're actually doing. And then talking about the next section is protecting federal taxpayer dollars from financing online platforms. Now he's going to pull back any federal money in terms of ad revenue and that sort of thing from these big corporations. Again, that certainly is within his prerogative to do that. Review as agencies' federal spending on advertising and marketing paid to online platforms. Within 30 days, the head of each agency shall report its findings to the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Then the Department of Justice will review the viewpoint-based speech restrictions imposed by each of these online platforms identified in the report described in subsection B. Then section 4, a federal review of the unfair and deceptive acts or practices. He centers on Twitter and Facebook, mentions them specifically, and then refers to a couple of Supreme Court cases, one of them is Packingham versus North Carolina. And he says the Supreme Court has noted that social media sites, as the modern public square, can provide perhaps the most powerful mechanisms available to a private citizen to make his or her voice heard. That's a quote from Packingham versus North Carolina. What was that court case about? That was just in 2017. So it's a recent court case. And unlike some of these other cases like 1946 Marshall versus Alabama, in that you had a physical public square in a company-owned town. And again, now, this platform is company owned, but it is a public square. It's a digital public square. And so I've said all along that Marsh versus Alabama should laid out the principle that's involved here, even though one is a physical public square, the other is a digital public square. But in the 2017 decision of Packingham versus North Carolina, you have the Supreme Court in a unanimous judgment says that an individual has to have access to social media. And again, saying that it is the most powerful mechanism available to a private citizen to make his or her voice heard. Why did this person not have access to social media? Well, it was North Carolina statute that barred sex offenders from accessing social media, period. Period. So this guy had been convicted of inappropriate sexual behavior with a minor in 2002. Convicted of that. And then 8 years later, he posted to Facebook to comment favorably on a recent traffic court experience. And then they came after him in the state of North Carolina because they said, if you're a registered sex offender, you've been convicted of this, you can't get on social media to do anything. And so in a unanimous Supreme Court decision, they said that the social media sites are the modern public square. And it is necessary for a private citizen to have his or her voice heard. This is free speech. This is not even free press. This is not even torturous interference with a business or so forth or an organization. This is your right, as each and every one of you are an American. And they made the connection, the Supreme Court unanimously, in Packingham versus North Carolina, they made the connection between social media and the digital public square. They unanimously agreed on that 3 years ago. That's a very strong precedent. And we know from previous Supreme Court decisions, and we know just from common sense, that the public square, even if it's privately owned in that company town back in 1946, still they should not be allowed to control. That was a lady who was handing out religious tracts. So from somebody handing out religious tracts to somebody who is a convicted sex offender, we're not going to keep you out of the public square. And that includes the digital public square. The next court case that they referenced, Pruneyard Shopping Center versus Robbins. This is in California. This is back in 1980. And these are some high school students who wanted to get signatures for a petition. It was a politically based petition. They were against a UN resolution. I don't even know what the resolution was. It doesn't really matter. They're collecting a petition, right? And under the California Constitution, individuals may peacefully exercise their right to free speech in parts of private shopping centers that are regularly held open to the public, subject to reasonable regulations adopted by the shopping centers. And I think there's been other court cases where they said, well, you know, you don't have the right to go into shopping centers because they're retail space. And what they're saying is because the California Constitution gave them that power, the Supreme Court then said states can provide their citizens with broader rights in their constitutions than the federal constitution does, so long as those rights do not infringe on any federal constitutional rights. So, what does that tell us? Well, that tells us, as President Trump is in the next section, he says, we're going to have state review of unfair or deceptive acts or practices. So you could have on a state-by-state level, the state could say to these social media people, just like California did to the shopping center, you're not going to kick people out of the digital public square. The states can go beyond the freedoms that are guaranteed under the Bill of Rights, but they cannot do less than what is in the Bill of Rights. So how are we locked down? How did the federal government under the Bushies push out that state Model State Emergency Health Powers Act? Right? Why is that there? Shouldn't be, should it?
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit more about what is going through in this executive order. And the last section that I wanted to talk about was the state review. And as I said in the last segment, this Supreme Court decision, Pruneyard Shopping Center versus Robbins, they were saying California has a law saying that the public areas of a shopping mall are not simply just retail space, but they're also to be considered to be part of the public square. And so you had some high school students who were collecting petitions for a particular cause, and they were kicked out. And this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said the state can do more than the Bill of Rights. It can't do less, but it can do more than the Bill of Rights to protect individual freedom. And that's absolutely right. And think about that logically. Anybody who is in state office, whether you are a state official, anybody that works for the government, anybody that's law enforcement officer and so forth, they have to take an oath to the Constitution. Typically the state as well as the federal Constitution. So you can't do less than that, right? You can do more to protect freedom. And that's what the Supreme Court said. So the final step in this executive order that I'm going to talk about, state review of unfair or deceptive acts and practices and anti-discrimination laws. And so they're going to develop model legislation. I'm very happy that they're going to do that, because the sad circumstances under which this country is currently being destroyed under the Trump administration are because of model legislation that was developed by the Bush administration. They called it the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And that model legislation was enacted in many places to give them unconstitutional power to take away your freedom with a presumption of a pandemic. And of course, they're not doing that to sick people. They're doing it to healthy people. It's not about quarantine. It's about tyranny. You understand the difference? You don't lock up healthy people. You can't excuse that under a health emergency. But that was what was done with model legislation, just like I pointed out yesterday, that the usual suspects in the Bush administration, Chertoff and the rest of them, Homeland Security, newly created Homeland Security, back in 2006, 2007, and CDC, they took a high school student's project. Her father was working on tracking people, because that has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence surveillance state, and there's a lot of funding out there for that. So he was working at Sandia Labs tracking people, and he suggested to her as part of her high school science fair project that, hey, we could tie that together with tracking people for the purposes of health. Oh, they loved that. And he's done some interviews with the Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's now retired, living in the area, talking about how they called him, Chertoff himself called him in, and he gave him a brief on this high school science project that became a stated policy by the CDC in 2007. And that's what we're now currently suffering under with this nonsense about social distancing. And I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with a high school science project that came in third place, by the way, in one subcategory even. No, it has everything to do with surveillance. They want to keep you separated so they can see your face, see the way that you walk, get all the different biometrics on you. They have been working on surveillance and tracking of each and every one of us, mapping our political and religious beliefs and everything else that they can find out about us to predict our activity. This is not about protecting us from any disease. It's about controlling us. But as I said before, I think that the weakness of this bill are two things. And that is, well, actually it's really kind of one thing. The fact that President Trump in this executive order singles out Twitter many times makes it look like what it is, a grudge match with Twitter. And Twitter has now accelerated that again today to keep, don't throw me in that briar patch, right? You know, the bill of attainder that I referenced was a common practice by tyrants in the past, the king and so forth, to single out somebody and just pronounce them guilty and say, go get them, without due process, without trial. I think it's going to be challenged on that basis, which is unfortunate, because most of this, I'd say 99% of this, is spot on accurate. And they've got a couple of good precedents there with court cases. I'm surprised they didn't tie in the 46 Marsh versus Alabama. But if you don't think that Twitter is engaged in unfair, deceptive business practices, that they're not singling out particular types of not only individuals, but broad categories of activity, I'll remind you of the undercover video of Project Veritas going back to January of 2018, 7 months before yours truly was purged off, along with many other people at InfoWars of YouTube and these other places. Let's go back and play video clip number one as you got this guy bragging to Project Veritas undercover people what and how they and why they do this.
Video clip one. Trump or America or any of like 5,000 like keywords to describe a redneck, and then you look and you like parse all the messages, all like the pictures, and then you look for like stuff that matches like that stuff. And like if it so like you assign like a value to each thing, so like Trump would be like 0.5, like a picture of a gun would be like 1.5, and like if it comes up, the total comes up above like a certain value, then it's a bot.
Majority of the algorithms are against
conservatives. I would say the majority of it are for Republicans because they're all from Russia and they wanted Trump to win. So
you mostly just give
it. I knew that was in my
way. All right, so he's talking about shadow banning. Says, yeah, it's going to ban a way of talking. Said, they just think that no one is engaging in their content when in reality, nobody's really seeing it. See, I didn't take you off of Twitter. That's what they did to me. Everybody else got kicked off of Twitter. I'm still there, but I'm shadow banned. Like I said, I had about, during the beginning of the COVID-19 thing, I jumped about 3,000 or 4,000 followers because they typically pull followers off by the hundreds. You know, it'll accumulate. And then after it gets up to a certain level, we'll go in and pull off 200 or 300 several days running. So it jumped up 3,000 or 4,000. And I had some viral tweets. I got thousands of retweets and so forth. But now I'm down to the point where I get 20 retweets at Libertarian. If you have to go there and look there specifically. They even unfollow me from some people that were here when they were still on the internet, went on Twitter. Unfollowed my wife from following me and so forth. Suggested that she follow AOC. I mean, nothing to see there, right? He says, if it was a pro-Trump thing and I'm anti-Trump, I ban the whole account, he said. That was another individual. They got several individuals talking about it. It's not just one person. Project Veritas got several different people, 4 or 5. We're trying to downrank people we don't like to not show up. We're working on that right now. Shadow banning is a stealthy target political views. He said that's a thing. He said the majority of it is for Republicans. Again, that was back in January of 2018. But prior to that, in November of 2017, the socialist communists were very upset when they saw Clint Watts, after you had Facebook, Twitter, and Google talk to a Senate Judiciary Committee. You had Clint Watts, a former U.S. Army officer, former FBI agent, saying civil wars don't start with gunshots, they start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We must act now on the social media battlefield. Stop false information. Silence the cannons. And that's exactly what they did. We'll be right.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh yeah, Sammy Hagar can't drive 55. He's not the only one, as a matter of fact. As we all learned, when the federal government, back in 1974, passed the national speed limit of 55 miles an hour, prior to that time, cars, which had rapidly improved in their handling ability, the speed limits had been 60 to 70 miles an hour, and then they dropped it to 55. Joining us now is Eric Peters, epautos.com. Eric, you remember as well as I do that imposition of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, but I think the Mises Institute points out it's got a lot to tell us about these COVID-19 lockdowns, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. I remember that anthem oh so well, too. It was part of my well-spent youth, constantly flouting the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, which, of course, practically the entire country did.
Oh, yeah.
Why it became unenforceable and why ultimately they had to give in and repealed it. I think it was in 1995 or six that it was finally repealed.
Yeah, yeah. And as Mises is pointing out, people didn't follow it, and it was repealed in 1995. And, you know, it was initially the stated purpose was to try to save fuel. Because, you know, we were worried about having energy at the time, and now people just want to lock everything down and do nothing, okay? But they realized that we needed to have energy in order to be able to conduct our lives, in order to be able to grow food and distribute food and so forth and medicine. We don't seem to realize that anymore, but back then they wanted to try to save it after the oil crisis. Well, but then after that was no longer a problem, they left it there, yeah, and they used the justification and said, oh, it's saving lives.
Yeah, that's the shifting rationale for totalitarianism. Once imposed, mm-hmm, the bar is always shifted. And I've always regarded the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit as one of the very early examples of attempts to legislate virtue signaling.
Yes.
We are going to save fuel. Now, and also they use the language that we're using today, crisis. There's a fuel crisis. But rather than let natural market mechanisms, if there's a fuel shortage, the price is going to go up and people are going to use less of it and the problem takes care of itself, they imposed, mm-hmm, this absurd, underposted, unrealistic speed limit on highways that had been designed back in the 50s, assuming average road speeds of 70 to 75 miles an hour, assuming 1950s-era car technology.
Yeah, exactly. And it had radically changed, as we well know. You know, that it was amazing how much the cars had changed by that point in time, and yet they're going to drop the speed limit by 15, 20 miles an hour. I want to play a real brief part of a public service announcement that was bragging about the fact that they were saving lives. Let's play video clip number 4.
In 1975, highway deaths in America were down by over 9,000 from 1973. And more than anything else, it was the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit that made the difference. All of us, by slowing down, helped save more than 9,000 people, the equivalent of every man, woman, and child in Grinnell, Iowa. And then some.
You notice any similarity between the way they're selling the lockdown today and the way they did the lockdown of the speed limits back then? And, of course, Eric, that was the beginning of the left lane bandits, or as you refer to them on your website, the Clovers.
Well, again, you know, what it encouraged actually was unsafe driving, because if you drone along at 20 miles an hour below the designed road speed, 70 miles an hour, in a modern car, it's stultifying. Your mind tends to wander. Your attention wanes. And that is how you end up wrecking the car.
That's right.
If you're paying attention, that's the greatest safety feature of all.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of myths about the speed limits. You know, you look at what engineers and people who, you know, are not pushing a government narrative. Look at how many lives we saved. You know, that's what we're seeing now. Yeah. Again. But, you know, the idea that if you lower the speed limit, you're going to slow down traffic. If you raise the speed limit, you're going to increase traffic speed. Living here in Texas, where the speed limits are much higher, we got some, you know, toll roads and stuff where they're 80 plus miles an hour. But even on some back roads where the speeds are much higher than they would be back east, maybe 65, I commonly come up behind people that are going 10, 20 miles per hour under the speed limit. That's a very common thing. People here typically drive, in my experience, 5 to 10 miles per hour under the speed limit in rural areas where the speed limit is high. So raising the speed limit doesn't get everybody up to that speed. In some cases, they go quite a bit less than that. They go at a speed that they feel comfortable with, and they're going to do that regardless of what the sign says, regardless of how many tickets they get.
Sure. And meanwhile, we're criminalizing conduct that harms nobody, imposing punishments on people who don't deserve to be punished. For 20 years during the 55-mile-an-hour era, millions of people were hit with millions of dollars in fines that, of course, were not refunded after they decided that, well, wait a minute, it actually is okay to drive 60 or 65 or even 70 on these same highways. All of a sudden, it's perfectly safe to do that, but you don't get your money back.
That's right. Yeah, so government grows, and you grow the you grow the attitude of a large segment of the population that is now virtue signaling about its social distancing, about its masks, and very, very angry if you and I don't wear a mask and if we don't social distance, is just like the people who will camp out in the left lane and cause people to have to pass them on the right.
Yeah, and notwithstanding that for a healthy person to wear a fear mask is actually unhealthy.
Yeah.
So you're putting your own health at risk for the sake of easing the anxieties of people who are frankly neurotic.
Exactly.
If the entire country now is supposed to emulate Michael Jackson or Howie Mandel, and if you question that, if you question being compelled to behave in an abnormal neurotic manner, somehow you're the weirdo.
Yeah, I like the a term that you used on one of the articles at epautos.com. You were talking about what's happening there in Virginia, and of course you reference your beloved governor there as the Coon Man because of
his own name.
Yeah, well, that's his exactly in his picture. You know, he's got four pictures in medical school, so you know, what would you choose? Well, naturally I would take one of those four pictures to be me in a blackface or in a Ku Klux Klan hood. So the Coon Man there in Virginia, I like the term that you use, the Gesundheitsführers.
Yes.
Because, you know, Gesundheit, when you say that when somebody sneezes, that means in German, good health,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So these are the good health Nazis.
That's right. That's right. Now, this pathological obsession with sickness, not actual sickness, but asserted sickness, is becoming the premise for tyrannizing the entire country. The idea is, you know, a healthy person is supposed to wear a fear mask because they might be sick, which is lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the equivalent of requiring every man who's functional to wear a codpiece, because after all, he might be a rapist. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's as crazy as locking up healthy people, isn't it?
Sure.
Because that's what we're doing as well. We're not quarantining sick people. We're locking up healthy people. And the really dangerous thing, Eric, is that as they step up now, the testing, and we saw this as a pattern from the very beginning. We knew exactly what they were going to do. They were going to lock people down. And then they're going to say, well, you know, we can't let you out, or we'll let you out a little bit. Now we're going to manipulate, because they're the sole arbiters of how many people are dying and how many people are sick, right?
Yep.
So then they're going to say, well, now, you know, we let you out a little bit, so people are getting sick more frequently. And so now we're going to have to start doing testing. We're going to have to start requiring masks. We're going to require vaccines. That is the continuum. And it's coming into the workplace. You got a lot of people now are being, you know, that's how they're implementing this. They're having employers put in draconian measures, requiring masks, requiring tests on a daily basis, requiring questionnaires about where they've been, who they've been in contact with.
Well, they're equating sickness with death, which we didn't used to do. People got sick routinely. You get the common cold, you get the flu, you get sick. By and large, most people get over it. And the same is true with the Wu flu. People who are dying are predominantly people who are in nursing homes and who already have significant underlying problems, and that can be handled and dealt with in a reasonable and rational way. It's one thing to sequester an 87-year-old in a nursing home. It's another to tell a perfectly healthy 30-year-old that they have to stay home and hunker under the bed and lose their business, lose their job, and lose their livelihood.
Yeah, exactly. And I would argue, because of the principle of informed consent, that even if I am a 90-year-old in a rest home, it's my determination as to whether or not I want to be able to get out and see my family
at
that
precisely,
point.
Precisely, exactly.
Yeah.
The business of the government is not to keep us safe. It is not to protect our health. It is to protect our rights. Nobody's being forced to go out. Nobody's being forced to open their business. You know, if you want to stay home, if you want to close your business, you have absolutely got the right to do that. But if, on the other hand, if you wish to go out and assume whatever risk there is out there and open your business to people who wish to come in to your business, this used to be America. And that used to be a place where you could do such things.
Absolutely right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Eric Peters, epautos.com. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods, because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys have said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com, and Eric lives in Virginia. Eric, tell us, what is the current state of Virginia under Governor Kuhnman?
Yes. I'm sorry, I missed a portion of what you were just saying.
I said, tell us what's going on in Virginia under Governor Kuhnman.
Well, we
what's the current state?
Very weird incongruity. All of a sudden, as it's become apparent that the mortality rate for the Wu flu is only slightly higher than from the seasonal flu, we've got this mask order now that came out earlier this week. The beginning today, practically everybody in Virginia 10 years up is supposedly required to wear the fear mask when out in public. The good news is apparently that there is a loophole. You can simply claim that you have some kind of a health or safety issue that precludes you from wearing the mask. But the curious thing to me is that 2 months ago, when it might have been reasonable to wear the mask, because, you know, who knew? Maybe it was the Black Death, right? We were going on all of these hysterical projections about 2 or 3 million people dead. I could see potentially people wearing masks then. But now there's no rational reason for healthy people to be wearing masks right now. And yet they're ramping up the masking, which indicates to me that they are trying to maintain the aura of sickness in the face of the fact that the actual sickness is nothing to worry about for most people.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, when we're hearing those dire projections and everything, I looked at it and it's like, well, it could be. But, of course, the CDC has a long history of fake pandemics and lying about statistics. And so I thought, I'm just going to take my chances here because I don't really think that's the case.
Yeah.
And it turned out that it was not the case. But at the same time, I said, you know, whatever the disease is, shutting down the entire economy so that we won't run out of medicine and food is not a way to fight it, right?
No.
And it's, you don't lock up people who are not sick.
This
you tell people what the risk
so.
Is and let them make their own decisions.
This isn't just a utilitarian issue. This is a psychological issue. They
That's
are
right.
using this to terrorize people. It's alarming to go outside and see everybody wearing a mask. I mean, that psychologically suggests that the death is in the air. And it keeps people cringing, and it keeps them suspicious, and it keeps them in line, which is what the Kuhnman wants, and what all of these people who are pushing this want.
And there's, outside of conservative press, and here, people are not reporting the fact that the CDC has now lowered its fatality rate between 8 to 15 times
That's
of
right.
what it was originally projected.
That's right.
So they've now lowered it to 0.26, which is, I mean, it's falling every day that we're looking at this. It's falling even further. 42% of deaths are from 0.6% of the population, of course, in the rest homes. And then we had the governors like Cuomo who are forcing people who had tested positive for COVID-19, they were forcing them into rest homes. And that's where they had the bulk of their diseases, deaths right there.
Isn't it astonishing that these people have any credibility at all at this point?
Yeah.
I've had conversations with a number of folks about it and pointed out to them, look, these are the same people who were peddling the weapons of mass destruction 20 years ago. Remember that one?
Yes.
And
oh, yeah.
All these other things. And every single time, and this is an axiom, every single time, it turns out to be a fraud. Or grotesquely incompetent, or some mixture of the two things. Why do you listen to these people?
And they listen to them, and they get away with this, and they're able to scare people to death, Eric, because they basically have a monopoly on the media
yep.
and on social media. And that's, you know, what we're talking about the first part of this program. Twitter going out and, you know, shutting down any discussion. And, of course, Facebook has been doing that and is proud of the fact that they shut down any discussion about a very effective treatment, hydroxychloroquine,
yep.
Even when it was done by the president of Brazil. And now we have France is banning it. The WHO is demanding that other countries, the third world countries that were using it because it's cheap and it's effective, they say, we don't want you using it anymore. If you use that anymore, we're going to start cutting money to you, just like they did with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Sure.
You know?
Well, they don't want a healthy immune system. They're doing
everything
they can to discourage that. But most of all, they don't want free choice. They don't want us free to evaluate the risks, and it's not just corona. You and I have talked about this multiple times, about anything. They are going to be the arbiters. They have nothing but contempt for us. They think of us as idiot children, and they're our parents, and they're going to control us and tell us what to do. And I imagine it won't be very long before they insist that everybody wear diapers, because after all, somebody might lose control of their bladder. Can't have that.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Everything comes back to control. That's one of the reasons why they're pushing all of these different regulations, why they're pushing us into this lockdown. It is all about control. And when we look at the psychological control, I think that's the important part about this face mask and why it's very important to push back on this. Again, you were wearing do you still have your ear tag?
Oh, absolutely.
Says COVID cattle.
One of my readers, bless him, I still can't figure out who it was, sent me this wonderful t-shirt, that the caption says, "They say boo, we say moo," and it's got a picture of a cow wearing a face mask with the ear tag on.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, you know, that's a big part of it, is exercising their control over what you're doing. But the other part of this, as we hear Fauci, you know, first he said, face masks are not going to, and WHO said the same thing, face masks are not going to help you. As a matter of fact, they're counterintuitive. Heard the same thing from the U.S. Surgeon General. Now they're all pushing it.
Yep.
Now you've got Fauci coming back and saying, well, you know, you need to use it, but I'm not going to say that it necessarily works, but it's out of respect
yes.
to other people, right? And you're being non-mutual if you don't do this,
well,
as they would say in the village for the prisoner.
Isn't that the same as saying if you've got a crazy uncle who thinks he's Napoleon Bonaparte, if you're obliged to address him as the emperor?
Yeah, exactly. But I think this whole thing, Eric, is the next phase. You get people to accept the fact that you're not protected wearing a mask. You're only protected if the other people are wearing a mask,
yep.
right? And you look at these incidents that we've had in stores and so forth, where people gang up on one person who doesn't have a mask and kick them out when they've all got their mask, right?
Yep.
And this is the mentality that they have to establish and further entrench in order to be able to push vaccines, because they're going to say, my vaccination doesn't protect me, and they're right. My vaccination doesn't protect me. I'm only protected if you get the vaccine.
That's right. Well, if the premise is accepted behind the fear masking, and that premise is there's this hideous danger out there that's a threat to all of us, and these masks are somehow going to prevent this threat from getting us, you have already accepted the premise of forcing everybody to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Let's talk a little bit about the automobile industry, because,
yeah.
of course, your site, you do automobile reviews. You're not just politics. You do both. And let's talk about how this is devastating that segment of our economy. We've seen Hertz go bankrupt. We've seen the demand that GM and Ford start making masks and ventilators and everything. And so now they're making the ventilators, and now they don't need the ventilators. This is what happens when the government directs resources, isn't it?
Well, that, and since, of course, nobody saw this coming, they were making cars per a healthy economy 3 months ago. And then all of a sudden this happened, and now they've got 2 or 3 months' worth of inventory that's been piling up at railheads, at depots, at dealerships. Nobody's buying these things. Nobody has the money. 42 million people now are unemployed, according to the government. People are terrified, even if they still have their job. The last thing they're thinking about doing is buying a new car. I fully expect several, if not all, of the major car companies are likely to go out of business as a result of all of what's going on.
And, of course, that dovetails very nicely with what they wanted to have happen all along, doesn't it?
It sure does. But, you know, it's also going to affect their sainted, beloved electric cars, which are even more sensitive to economic downturns. If people can't afford to buy an $18,000 Corolla, how in the world are they going to be able to afford a $40,000 Tesla?
Government subsidies.
just more money, right? UBI, right? We're all going to get a free car, UBI, and we'll sit around and we'll play video games and watch you porn all day.
That's exactly the point. They want to keep you confined. They don't want you out in the real world. They want you confined in their virtual cyber world so they can watch and track every single thing that you're doing.
Yeah, and render you intellectually comatose, submissive, compliant.
Yes. Yes. And they're doing a pretty good job of that. You know, we got people who don't want to go back to work because, hey, they got these, you know, the UBI checks and they got the extra unemployment and so forth. What? It doesn't make any sense. I make less money if I go back to work.
You remember the original Matrix? How prescient that was? You know, humanity in pods connected and hooked up to this virtual reality and, and kept alive via the infusion of some sort of a gruel. This is literally what's happening now.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? All of these dystopian sci-fi things have been rolled out so incredibly quickly. And the fact that, you know, for the longest time, they've pushed world government and total lockdown and control using this bogus climate models, bad models, bad software, bad data that was manipulated. Mm-hmm. And then in just the space of a couple of weeks, they were able to do this worldwide with just a virus in place of global warming and CO2.
Yeah, and that's why it's incredibly important for us at an individual level to push back, not by overt violence, but just by refusing to comply with these insane tyrannical decrees, not only for your own sake, but to provide an example for other people so that they get brave enough to do the same.
That's right. They can't lock every single one of us up. And just refusing to comply, I think, is the most important thing. Of course, there's other things we can do to fight against this informed consent. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen with the vaccine program. Thank you so much for joining us. Eric Peters, epautos.com. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about. Not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to be talking, coming up in this half hour, we're going to be talking about the moves here in Texas to do contact tracing in a big way and why you should be concerned about that, why people, whether or not they agree with the contact tracing, I don't agree with it in principle, but I'm very concerned about the way that it is being done. This tiny company that is now not just here in Texas, but it's in I think the count is about 16 different states, I think, have signed up for this. A very tiny company that didn't exist before. And they are now positioning themselves to be the tracers in chief. And so we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the riots. And, of course, as we see all of this developing in China, we have some very, very concerning things that are developing in and around China. We see escalation at the border with India. The Chinese government has made incursions into disputed territories in India and have encouraged other people that they're allied with to do the same thing. They have occupied that area. There have been sustained conflicts. Some Indian soldiers were detained for many hours as part of these conflicts. As far as I know, nobody has been killed. At least they're not saying anything about that. But they're on the verge of war there on the Indian border. Of course, they have established artificial islands in what's called the South China Sea. But again, that's one of these things like the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico does not belong to Mexico. And so it would be essentially as if the Mexican government were to establish artificial islands right off the coast of New Orleans, for example. And that's basically what they're doing with the Philippines. And so they've established pre-positioned military bases there to challenge the Philippines and other areas to take over that area. They've made threatening overtures to Taiwan as well as to Hong Kong. And it's gotten so bad that Taiwan has said that they will allow people who want to flee what is coming in Hong Kong. They will allow them to move to Taiwan. Great Britain has said the same thing since for 99 years they had a lease on Hong Kong, a lease that they obtained at the point of a gun. And when that expired, they didn't want to press that any further, so they just turned it over to China, and everybody realized at the time that it was just going to be a matter of time before China took over one of the freest areas in the world, and that is Hong Kong up to that point in time. You know, Milton Friedman, when he did his Free to Choose series, he kept going back to Hong Kong. Why? Because the government, the British government that ruled, didn't really want to rule Hong Kong, and so they used it with a very, very light hand. And the people in Hong Kong enjoyed a great deal of freedom when we were there about 15 years ago for a few days. I was surprised to see the money, the Hong Kong dollar, you could find it in very different colors and shapes and sizes and so forth, and the same denomination. And so I started looking at it carefully and realized it was being issued by private banks who actually had reserves to back that up, very different from what you typically see with a national state bank. So Hong Kong has been an island, if you will, of freedom for a long time. It's one of the reasons why the people in Hong Kong are so quick to resist these movements by the Chinese communists. Quite frankly, I think we ought to open up the borders and let those people in. Forget the H-2B visas. We ought to let the people who actually have lived under freedom and know what it's like and have experienced and fought back against the threats of tyranny. Those are the kind of people we need in this country. People from former communist countries, people from Hong Kong, that's what we need. And of course, that's not what they want in this country. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the riots developing in Minneapolis. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Richard Reeves, who's going to talk about the upcoming political conventions. Is there anything that we can do to help fight for freedom there? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about what's going on in Minneapolis, and of course what happened in Minneapolis is not staying in Minneapolis. Kind of like Vegas, isn't it? It is now migrating to many other cities, LA especially. But it has triggered a lot of race riots across the country. And of course, it is also at the center of the Twitter spat between Twitter and President Trump, as Trump tweeted out. He says, "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership, either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, gets his act together and brings the city under control, or I'll send in the National Guard and get the job done right." Now, that tweet, as Twitter steps this up, remember the thing that kicked this fight off was the fact that they fact-checked him, and put that in air quotes, was CNN and Washington Post. But, oh, no, there's no problem with elections being done by mail. And yet there are. There are many issues with that, not the least of which, look, you can rig ballots in any number of ways. And we've had a lot of situations where people have been caught rigging elections, even paper ballots. I mean, the most dangerous thing that I'm concerned about is electronic voting. I'm far more concerned about that than mail voting fraud. And we've got DARPA and Microsoft with Election Guard. They're going to protect us, and they're going to count the electronic votes. You want to be afraid about something? Be afraid about that. Understand that electronic voting began in Venezuela. It was Hugo Chavez, a couple of his friends, that put together one of the first voting machine companies, Smartmatic. And lo and behold, he won all the elections after that. So if you want to be scared about something, and they've been at the center of one, you know, fraud after the other throughout Central and South America, not just Venezuela, also the Philippines, Brazil. They've been at the center of a lot of rigging. And of course, they've now changed hands multiple times and changed their names, so they've now, you know, been subsumed. But look, the game is the same. And when DARPA jumps in there with Microsoft to guard the integrity of the electronic elections, it allows them to rig the election far more easily, far more extensively. They can do it from the top of the ballot to the bottom of the ballot. They can do it across the country at the same time. That's what you really need to worry about. But it's not even about whether that's true or not. It's about them exercising their authority. And so then they stepped it up. And as President Trump said, what I just said about Minneapolis, not just that the mayor can't get his act together. The mayor has been stoking this race war narrative. I mean, that's the real issue. The mayor stoked this, saying this is pent up frustration of 400 years of slavery. Okay. There you go. See, it's all about that. It's not about Minneapolis having one high profile murder after the other, from Philando Castile to the lady in between, I've forgotten her name, the white lady that was killed by a black officer. They have, you know, a Hispanic officer kill a black man. Then you have a black officer kill a white woman from Australia. And now you've got a white officer killing a black individual. And they're using this for a race war. And that's the real issue. But again, Twitter does that. As I said, I think their best defense is going to be not to argue on the rock solid principles that were laid out in that executive order, but they're going to argue about the fact that Trump is singling them out like a bill of retainder. And so they want to stoke him on that. I think that's why they did that. And so let's take a look at what is happening there. Who is stoking what? The Minneapolis mayor says that George Floyd would still be alive if he were white. Again, still playing the race card. He was the one who said, everybody within 5 hours of the city, come here, let's protest. Well, they're not protesting. They're rioting. They're looting. They're burning in that area. Reason magazine says Minneapolis police killed George Floyd, then failed to protect the property owners from riots. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is what has happened here. Nevertheless, you have a prosecutor there saying there is evidence that does not support a criminal charge. So Mike Freeman, who's the county attorney there, is dragging his feet, not bringing out a criminal charge because he said there's evidence. There's evidence. Well, this was something that was done by Amy Klobuchar. As a matter of fact, I think her vice presidential hopes are now toasted. I think they've gone up in flames. Because she used to be the chief legal officer right there in that county, the county where Minneapolis is. And as she was going from that office to the U.S. Senate, she declined to charge a Minneapolis police officer, the same one who's now involved in the death of George Floyd. She declined to charge him for his role in a shooting death. End of story. That's all they're going to look at. Now, the interesting thing is, in that particular story, I think it was a justified shooting. This is a guy who had stabbed his girlfriend and a male friend and then fled in his vehicle and then fled from the police when they chased him down. And according to the police officers who were there and this guy who was involved with killing George Floyd by keeping his knee on his neck, as you saw, but this officer, Chauvin, was one of six officers on the scene. They said that this guy who had just stabbed his girlfriend, who had just stabbed a male friend, who had fled from them in the car, got out of the car, aimed a shotgun at them, and so all six officers opened fire and killed him. And so I think that was a justified situation there, right? Nevertheless, what you're going to see in the press, it's the end of Amy Klobuchar. I'm not going to be crying any tears over this. They're going to say, she let that guy go. He's been involved in not only that, but he's been involved in several other issues as well. Eventually, even though she didn't bring charges against him and she won the election, she goes off to Washington. They did bring some charges. They took it to the grand jury, and the grand jury didn't do anything with it. But I don't think that's going to save her. This police officer has had at least 10 civilian complaints throughout his tenure with the force. He's now been fired. But the people are angry, and the mayor is pushing this and pushing a race narrative, and it's not just destroying his city, but it's destroying other cities. Now, as this current prosecutor is saying, there's evidence that does not support a criminal charge. You have a Tennessee police chief tells the officers, if you don't have an issue with what this police officer did in killing George Floyd, you need to turn in your badge. And I agree with this police officer. This is what he has, a police chief, Chattanooga police chief, David Roddy. He said, there's no need to see any more of the video. There's nothing that explains this. He says, there's no need to wait and see how it, quote unquote, plays out. There is no need to put a knee on someone's neck for 9, and he puts that in all uppercase, 9 minutes. There is a need to do something about this. If you wear a badge and you don't have an issue with this, then turn it in. So I agree with him. And I think that goes back to what the real problem is in Minneapolis, the fact that they don't have proper training and they don't have proper accountability when people have violated these types of rules. I agree with this police chief in Chattanooga. There's no need to put a knee on somebody's back for 9 minutes until they're dead. And we have, but I went through the Free Thought Project things, what was it, 2 days ago, I think? I said, they're going to create a race war out of this. And look at what we've got now. Not just Minneapolis, but we've got many different cities. And I knew that they would do that because I knew what this mayor was doing, how he was going to spin this narrative. how when you've got video of a very egregious case of police brutality, how that's going to play out. And I also knew that these people need a distraction from how they are suffocating and killing each and every one of us. They don't want us to get upset with them. Now, on the plus side, George Floyd's fiance has spoken out, said, you know, if he was here, he would say he's a man of God, and he would stand on that firmly. He stood up for people. He was there for people when they were down. He loved people when they were thrown away. We prayed over every meal. We prayed when we were having a hard time, and we prayed if we were having a good time. You can't fight fire with fire, she says. Everything just burns. Yeah, it's not going to help him or anybody else to burn, to loot, to steal, to kill other people. That isn't even a protest. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
Hey, guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out, too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it. Our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We have in studio with us right now Richard Reeves, and Richard has been involved in a lot of state politics, and so we're going to talk a little bit about what can be done at state conventions and why this might be a good opportunity for you to exercise some local control. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Hey, David, thank you for having me on. This state convention and convention process has been totally upended.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should have asked you, can they show this on a document cam right now?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you do that?
You guys got the document cam for that, or you need me to put it over here with mine?
Okay, let me hand it to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, for those that are listening, because most folks are listening, as you can see, we had Super Tuesday on March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the senatorial district conventions in Texas were supposed to occur around the third or fourth week of March, and then we've already should have had our state convention back in May.
Yeah, right here, May 11th through 16.
Right, and as you know, Texas is one of the states that's actually progressing quicker to open up. So what folks need to do all around the country is contact their county GOP office, their county commissioner, county chairman for their GOP office, and ask about getting involved in these conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Because this can ultimately impact the whole ballot, especially in the future. If you have, people working in the precincts and counties, et cetera, at this level, they end up candidates that try to get on the ballot. You know, we talk about election fraud all the time. I know you were talking about election fraud earlier on this program, which is great because it needs to be talked about. But if there are people involved at the precinct and county levels, then candidates that try to get on the ballot have to come to these groups of people to get on the ballot and to get endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these.
And this is how they control things, because, you know,
right.
if you want to get on with the Republicans or Democrats, then you've got to go to the gatekeepers who have been picked, like you said, to get permission to get on the ballot, right?
But the bottom line is these gatekeepers are weak.
Mm-hmm.
This, the InfoWarriors, the David Knights of the world, the Alex Jones of the world can literally take over this process, because the Mitt Romney faction is very weak, and every day an old Mitt Romney person is coming our way, becoming more patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going in there like a Wuhan virus, like a Fauci Gates Wuhan virus, and converting more and more people to be patriots. So this process has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially in this RNC convention, we should be able to take it over and fill that convention hall with InfoWarriors. As you know, it's been in the news lately. They're talking about canceling the RNC at Charlotte and moving it potentially to Georgia, or even they're even talking about Texas. I think they'll probably look at Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the governor of North Carolina is a Democrat. He wants to keep everything locked down. He would love to lock out the Republican convention too.
Oh yeah, wouldn't they love to do that? Wouldn't they just love to have that that photo shot? You know, that photo opportunity. But yeah, we can't give them that. But backing up, before we even talk about getting into the RNC, like I say, InfoWarriors should call their county GOP office and or their state GOP office. You should email, phone call, smoke signal if you have to, whatever. Don't take no for an answer of getting involved in the process, because this upending of the convention schedule that you just showed on the document cam, I mean, if Texas is going through this, these other states all around you know, the whole country's going through this.
And I think, you know, it's really key, because when we look at what is happening, I have a lot of people who say when I complain about the executive orders that have been, you know, they're guidelines and recommendations coming from Fauci and coming from Burks, but they're being pushed by the president. And then they go to the state level and you've got governors, even like Abbott here. Okay. So are we supposed to celebrate the fact that Abbott allows the restaurants to open up 25%, but you've got, you know, a Democrat governor says, no, you're completely closed? I mean, what's the difference? Restaurants can't stay in business, and they can't survive at 25% occupancy. And we shouldn't allow that principle to be established even by Republican. And so when I look at this and the total betrayal from the top down, from the president to the gubernatorial offices and so forth, and of course these emergency power acts, they were put out by the Bush gang and the Republicans as well in the wake of 9/11. They put these presumed powers out that they gave themselves in the wake of 9/11. And so when we look at this, I've said all along, you got to push back at the grassroots level. So we got to make sure we got local officials, we got mayors, we have sheriffs and so forth at all these different locations who can stop this top-down tyranny. And I think that's one of the ways that people do that is to get involved locally in these conventions.
Right.
To start understanding what's on the ground, because we have to understand what the problems are at a national and international level. But we have to fight this locally, and that's something that we can't do here because there's just too many localities to cover. So people have to do that on their own.
Right, and they can do that because, for example, in 2008, backtracking even further than 2008, in 2006 was when I first learned of precinct conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm already nearly 40 years old,
mm-hmm.
50 years old, whatever it is that I was at that. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm just now hearing of precinct conventions. It's like a well-hidden secret.
Mm-hmm.
If InfoWarriors knew about the convention process, the precinct chair process, et cetera, they would change the nature of the entire Republican ballot because, like I said, these would-be candidates, they come to our county executive committee, and this is where they launch their campaigns. Are they going to find support from the grassroots precinct chairman of their counties? And that's like we recently had a guy that was a former CIA guy that was running for, I believe it was Texas 36 mm-hmm. House seat. And I took him out when he came to our executive committee. I brought him outside and I asked him, hey, tell me about Building 7. What do you know about Building 7? And he hems and haws or whatever. And I said, well, buddy, if you don't know what really happened to Building 7 and you're former CIA, then, you know, we really got to you're not getting my vote. And so I tell the rest of the people in the committee
mm-hmm.
what I found out about that question. So really, you just, it's unbelievable the level of influence InfoWarriors can have by going through this process. Like I say, we can have David Knights in every precinct in the country. And then what you do is you just get the voter rolls from 2008,
mm-hmm.
from the primary of 2008. That's when the Ron Paul thing first really came to fruition in that primary. And you just go meet a few people in your neighborhood that voted in that 2008 primary,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to find immediate allies right there. And so this process of running the precinct conventions, running the senatorial district conventions, ultimately running the state conventions, and then going to the RNC and filling up the hallway, filling up that convention center with patriots is very possible. And that, in turn, down the road, it's already happening. I mean, mm-hmm. this has been happening since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we saw Trump get the nomination, and that's because there were enough InfoWarriors at the RNC in Cleveland in 2016 already. And so we just need to complete that takeover process because then we can start, at least on the Republican side of the ballot, we can have David Knights running from dog catcher to president because they got to go through these committees at the precinct and county levels.
I think that's very important. We have to be focused. We have to understand what the big issues are, like you're talking about Building 7 and so forth. But we have to understand we've got to build this from the bottom up. We'll be right back with Richard Reeves. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Reeves here in studio with us. We were just talking about what you can do in every one of the states to start working from the bottom up. And of course, you know, there's a number of ways that we can go with this. We can go with independents or third parties, but there's all kinds of restrictions that have been put in there by the two major parties. So, as Richard was talking about this, if you want to build this from the grassroots up, besides looking at offices like sheriffs, who can protect you from this top-down tyranny, you can also get involved at the precinct level and build that up, and you can make sure that you've got good candidates that are in there and that you know who these people are. And that really is, there's no easy formula for this. You have to get involved at the local level. That's one thing the Democrats have always been right about, that all politics is local. And so that's a very important thing. But I want to talk a little bit now about the vaccinations that are coming. Different aspects of tyranny that have been enacted to one level or the other by Republican and Democrat governors alike based on guidelines and recommendations from people that have been empowered by President Trump in the White House, Fauci and Birx, and are still empowered by them. And, you know, when we look at this, Richard, I was just talking earlier in the program to Eric Peters, who's in Virginia, talking about how the governor there, Koonman, is escalating up the mask requirements, even as this narrative is starting to fall apart. And we're seeing the death rate, the case fatality rate is collapsing. The fact that virtually all of these deaths have happened in nursing homes, you know, and, you know, about 50% of the deaths have happened there. And so even as this and the scandals about how they're defining COVID deaths and so forth, even as all this stuff is becoming now well known, you see them ramping up the mask stuff. And as I said to him, I think this is really about vaccines that are coming down, mandated vaccines.
Well, ultimately it is about the control and the mandated vaccines. The good news is I've been working in the taxi business many years, and this past weekend we had some bars start opening up here in Austin, and there is a solid faction of Americans that maybe they're not doing what they need to do politically, mm-hmm. but they're doing what they need to do lifestyle-wise, and they're not settling for the new normal at mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. They're going back to the old normal, mm-hmm. and it's great to see, but at the same time, the left is starting to pull its hair out because they see that, oh, people are taking their masks off. Oh, guess what? When you go to a restaurant, you can't eat or drink when you got a mask on.
Yeah. And when you look at what's happened in the last year or so, during the Trump administration, the FDA, and of course, these are bureaucrats who have been there perpetually, right? But it's still, the buck stops with the president. So we've seen the right. FDA push a vaping ban, which, President Trump said that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. Well, it was up to the point that he shut down the country. But they had a vaping ban. They banned using your own stem cells to treat yourself. We've had them now ban, in the wake of this COVID thing, we've got new rules from the FDA that will ban buffets, salad bars, drink things. So it's like, where does this stop? I mean, you know, how do we get control of this?
Well, David, unfortunately, you know, they don't want to stop. They're out of control with wanting control. Mm-hmm. And the great news is, like I said, Americans are not willing to settle for the new normal. I think there's a big faction of people that are going to not just want the old normal, they're going to demand the old normal back. For instance, with football, they're talking about limiting the football and baseball and sporting events mm-hmm. to 25%. Well, I think what's going to happen here, for example, in Austin, is I think, let's just say UT, we know it's a leftist organization, leftist globalist run organization, and they might try that with UT football. But I think if they do, here's what I predict will happen, is they may end up keeping it down for a game or two here, home game, for 25% in the stadium. But I predict there's probably going to be over 100,000 people out tailgating around that stadium, which would be totally awesome. And that's exactly what needs to happen here, is the people need to react and go out there and take back the old ordinary. Take back the old ordinary. And I know you were talking about the vaccines. We know that that's a big agenda. I mean,
yeah.
When you talk,
you know, before
to,
we move into that, you know, what we saw over the Memorial Day weekend, we saw people going back to the beaches and to pools, and you saw all of the news media just having vapors. They were about to pass out. Get the smelling salts. They're going to freak out about this. But everybody just went back in big numbers to the beaches, not wearing any protective covering. But at the same time, the churches are afraid to open. And you've got mayors in Chicago and New York saying, and if you violate my orders, I'm going to hit you with massive fines. And, you know, de Blasio and Lightfoot in Chicago said, I will permanently ban your church from ever meeting again. And the public health official there, below Lori Lightfoot, she said, well, I'm not going to have confrontations with the police because she knows how explosive that's going to, you know, that's not going to be good optics for her, right? But the health official there says, I have this power, I have that power, and starts, you know, you have been told, and I'm going to do a summary abatement. Now, the Illinois Supreme Court has said that can include knocking down a building. So, I mean, this is how far these people are willing to go. And we look at the insanity and the inconsistency of this stuff, but part of that is people who are willing to go to the beach, that's their new normal, but they're not willing to go back to church. And that is, that is, I think, the core essence of what's wrong with our society in the first place, is why I think this is really happening to us. But even in Switzerland, you're talking about sports. Sports are banned in Switzerland, and yet if you want to engage in prostitution, that's going to be fine under the COVID rules. See, the oldest sport, I guess, instead of the oldest profession, right?
Well, that's what it says in Revelation. Everything is good will be bad, and everything is bad will be good.
It's upside down society is what the old normal was, and that's why we're getting this new normal, I think.
I'll tell you, fellow patriots, fellow Americans, I mean, at least one thing about it that's clear now is a church that's not opening up right now is evidently is really not worth going to.
Yeah, they think they're not essential.
Right. So you might as well reestablish some, you know, establish some new churches that are really going to be taking the bull by the horns and standing up to these so-called authority measures that they're doing. So hopefully that'll be a renaissance there because that old normal faction is out there, and hopefully that'll soon include people that just demand that it is essential to go to church. One of the problems I think the churches are so weak is because they acquiesced to 501c3 and became government-run churches 50, 60 years ago, long ago. It's been so long since they've done that, so they've already made themselves subservient to government so long ago that maybe we'll finally see that renaissance to them of re-proclaiming their authority to operate regardless of what these powers that be want to do.
Yeah, and I read a statement from a very well-known, respected, large church that said, hey, you know, in California, we just had the governor said, you know, you can't open up, and he goes to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, on an emergency basis because the president said, well, churches are essential. And so Newsom fought it, and they said, well, the Supreme Court says this, so that's the law of the land. It's like, if you're going to obey the law of the land, you need to at least know what the authority is. You need to at least know that the Constitution is higher, and you need to know that not only that, but God is higher than the Constitution, but that God and the Constitution are not in conflict with each other. It's the court system and its various governors who are in conflict with the Constitution and with God.
You've got all three branches participating in violating the Constitution. But I guess if there is a silver lining in all this, is it's made our enemies more obvious. It's really out of them in a big time. You've got the Megan Whitmers. You've got the Gavin Newsoms. You've got
Nuisance, I think, is like,
yeah, Nuisance.
Gavin Nuisance is probably is what we should call
him. So the good news is that's the one silver lining about Trump is he's made the enemies really kind of come out in the open and expose themselves. And that's why.
Yeah, the problem is he's got two of the biggest enemies that the Republic's ever had right there on the podium with him, and he's letting them rule over us, Fauci and Burke.
He keeps turning a blind eye to goblins. Yeah. You know, Alex has that one clip talking about, I don't want to see him in bed with goblins. I don't want to see him doing this, X, Y, and Z with goblins.
Well, he's in bed with them now, that's for sure.
Turning a blind eye to goblins and, potentially being in bed. But that's why, you know, going back to the convention thing, that's why it's so important. Yeah. Because this gives us an opportunity.
Yeah, we got the Constitution on our side. If we get some people at the local level on our side, we can stop this, even coming from the president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. So they were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force. It's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're here with Richard Reeves, and we're going to talk a little bit about vaccines, mandatory vaccines, as well as one more thing Richard would like to stress in terms of the importance of how you can get involved locally to make sure that you block these globalist plans. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because we now have changed the sale. We've had products that were 40, 50, 60% off. Now we've done 60% across the board with a flash sale. This is just a change as the program was going. And so as we've had this sale on as part of the Memorial Day sale, we've had a lot of items that have now sold out. Things like Pollen Block, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, and so forth. We've got a lot of others that are going to sell out soon, like Vasobeat, X3, Triiodine, the 2 ounce size. And those are going quickly, but we've gone 60% off across the board. Super Male Vitality, Knockout, Brain Force, BioTruth Selenium, Chill Force, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, DNA Force Plus, Living Defense Plus, Turbo Force, all of those, 60% off across the board right now as part of a short-term flash sale. Get them before they sell out because, again, we're not certain. As you see, all the stores are have empty shelves because the supply lines have been so messed up. Well, that's affecting us as well. So we don't know when these sell out, when we're going to be able to get them back. And some items have already sold out. Some are about to sell out. And now 60% across the board, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, did you want to talk about vaccines a little bit? You want to talk about this interview that Jason Goodman, Crowdsource of Truth, had with Alan Dershowitz, right?
Yeah, David, I'd love for us to be able to show that clip real
quick. Yeah, let's play a little bit of that.
Here's what I think, David. Mm-hmm. If we can all share this video with 100% of America, if we could, and repeatedly, I think 80 or 90% of Americans left and right, regardless of political views, would say not just no, but hell no to vaccines. So
yeah, it was absolutely outrageous. And you can see when we play this clip how surprised Jason Goodman is when Dershowitz says this. And I think this is, anybody that hasn't seen this clip, they're going to have the same reaction that Jason did. And I had Jason on after I played that clip. I had him on the next day, and we talked about that. But let's play a little bit of that clip. This is Alan Dershowitz being interviewed by Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth.
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm.
Yeah. And he says he wants to see that happen as soon as possible, and he will defend that in the Supreme Court. Because, you know, what he's pushing here, I think, is the idea that you are sick until proven healthy, right?
Right.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. Talk about due process. I mean, I'm presumed to be sick. I'm presumed, therefore, to be an enemy of the state. And Dershowitz and his thugs are going to try to force, a needle in my arm.
But you know what? It's easier to get somebody to dislike you than it is to like you. And Dershowitz proves it in that video. And dear Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please help everybody on the planet see and understand that video, not just once, but repeatedly, and help them share that. You've got people with smartphones all over. Get that video and make it go ultra viral, because I think we can get 80 or 90% of Americans and probably even more planetary wide to say not just no, but heck no to these vaccines.
That's right. And you know, when I saw that, it got me so upset. And I have put this up. It was a few days ago, and we've actually talked about this on air. But on Libertarian, my Twitter account, I thought about it over the weekend, and I said, look, you can put up something to protect our informed consent pretty simply. And so I came up with something. It's about 50, 54 words. And here it is. The natural right of each person to decide what food, drug, or medical treatment is appropriate for personal use shall not be limited, infringed, or denied by any law or any government official acting under color of law. Neither shall any food, drug, or medical treatment be forced upon any person without their consent. And so I put that up, and I said, give me some feedback about this, because once we get this fine-tuned, if I left some stuff out, I've had some good comments. One person said, hey, you need to put something in there about employers not being able to force people to do this, because that's the back door with which they do all this stuff. Now you've got employers that are forcing people to wear masks, employers that are forcing people to do that. And I probably should put something. I haven't read all the comments yet. I'm going to go back and do that this weekend, but I want to put that out. I should probably put something in there about travel, because that is a key part of this as well. The control point at which this stuff is being rolled out, Richard, is frequently with travel. And yesterday I talked about the International Airline Travel Association, or something. It's IATA, I think it's what it, yeah. And I think that's like 299 different airlines. I didn't know there were that many airlines. So it's got to be pretty much every single airline, certainly all the commercial ones. And they're now talking about how they're going to be the point of enforcement, pushing immunity passports. They've got a thing they call the COVID pass. They're going to be doing temperature checks and all this other kind of stuff. These people are going to be the rollout for all this stuff, just like they have for the travel controls through the TSA and so forth. They're anxious to do this, because they're going to kowtow to the government to be able to reopen, and they're going to be the point of control. So we should probably put something in there about restricting travel and so forth. But this is all being done under color of law, because they don't really have the authority to do this. And I said, you know, look, it's pretty much impossible to get something passed now as an amendment to the Constitution at the federal level. But you might be able to do this at your state level.
Right.
And if you can't do it at the state level, at least get some people at the local level to pass laws, because that's the way they gave themselves, quote unquote, gave themselves the power with these Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. The federal government said, look, it's going to be bad optics if we declare martial law and if we impose a lockdown from the government. So with 9/11, they roll that out as model legislation. Same thing that Trump is now doing with the free speech stuff. Let's put together some model legislation, get people to do that at state level. If we have something like this, people can start to enact that at the state and at the local level to protect their rights.
Well, the airlines and the airports are a key Achilles heel that they keep attacking. They don't call them the New World Order for nothing. There's a reason it's called the New World Order is because they're all around the planet doing their versions of TSA all around the planet. There's the infrastructure to do exactly what you're talking about, taking temperatures, bend over, grab your ankles or whatever. You know, it's just never going to end unless we put our foot down. And Texas actually started to fight back on having TSA at the airports briefly. Back in around 2007, but they quickly tucked their tail between their legs. So
you're talking about the CIA guy that you shut down. It was Dewhurst who had gone from the CIA straight to the lieutenant governor spot. He spent more money to get elected there than anybody had up to that point in time.
Right.
And he was the one who took the lead on shutting that down. And you know, Richard, when we had, that one particular lawsuit, that was, done to fight against these machines. And as part of that lawsuit, the government posted up on pacer.gov, discovery documents, and they were supposed to be redacted and they forgot to redact them. And at the time that was happening, they had in their documents, they said there's no threat to airports or to airplanes. At the same time, they were telling us they were going to make Texas a no-fly zone.
Well, cause we know who ran the 9/11 op from the inside. So listen, I know we're running out of time. So let's talk about this convention stuff again real briefly because, folks, you need to get involved in these conventions. You need to be calling your county chair of your GOP and say, not only do I want to go to the upcoming conventions, I want to get involved in the committee meetings that occur pre-convention. Very important business gets planned and voted upon in these committees that happen pre-convention. If you've got a big SD convention, you got a big state convention, they can't handle all their business during the convention, so they have to have these committees meet up. You've got credentials committees, you've got nominations committees, you've got critical committees.
Who do you call when you want to get involved in that? Who is it that you're going to
look up? Call right now. You want to call the chairman of your county GOP. Like I say, phone call them, email them, text them.
And you can find that
smoke
on the
signal.
Internet.
Yeah, get on the internet, search for your county, search. If you can't find your county, go to your state GOP websites and track them down. But above all else, do not give up. You got to get on these committees because, for example, I'll give you one example of treachery that goes on in these committees. In 2012, Ron Paul was running for president. Okay. At the Texas State Convention, they actually invited Ron Paul to come speak at our Texas State Convention. And of course, all us Ron Paulers are like, hooray, yay, 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 fantastic. It all sounded great. But you know what? It was actually a backstabbing that occurred because what they did in those committees when they made these decisions pre-convention is they planned Ron Paul's speech at around 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's where you should
to occur. To occur during the senatorial district caucuses.
Well, we're out of time.
They vote out.
I wish we had more time.